Shadow of Spider-Man. Lead writer, Christopher Ridgway. Additional writers, William Reig and Boone Jordan. Cast: Joshua Worthington, aliases Black Wraith and Azure Spider, voiced by Christopher Ridgway. Brandon Worthington, alias Shift, voiced by William Reid. Robert Schultz, alias American Hurricane and Venom Symbiote, voiced by Andrew Mallon. Michael Evans, aliases Necro and Carnage, and the Carnage Symbiote, voiced by Boone Jordan. Nobody, his alias without a name, and the Riot Symbiote, voiced by James Newman. Kimiko, alias Black Wraith, voiced by Danielle Smith. Benjamin Parker, alias Spider-Man, voiced by Taylor Joseph. Obsidian and the Scream Symbiote, voiced by Anna Jo Skylark. Oliver Worthington, alias Nova, voiced by Jerome Gardner. Jermaine Williams, alias Velocity, and Victor Von Doom, voiced by Gregory Deckard. Jolt, voiced by Andrew Block. Minor Robot Woman and Newscaster, voiced by Lady Theta. Narrator, voiced by Marcus Ryans. Josh was putting on his gauntlets, fastening them into place, like a knight of old adorning his armor. Ah, the old days. Some people move on, some even retire. Josh did. But perhaps he retired far too soon. He'd grown restless, and the need to have the thrill of heroics called to him. He placed the trench coat on, with the hood and bandana combination. His costume is a trench coat, black jeans, bulletproof vests, combat boots, hood and bandana, and gloves. It was designed to be a more flashy black ensemble. The Black Wraith. That's what he was known as. For a time at least. A girl whom was like a daughter to him, Kimiko, or Kimmy, as her friends called her for short, had become the new Black Wraith. When they'd first met, she'd been a teenager born to Japanese immigrants, adopted out after her parents had long lost custody due to neglect. She was a metalhead, same as Josh. She'd always admired him as Black Wraith. By now, she was a woman in her 20s, and it felt fitting that she could continue that legacy. He'd pass on the mystical ghost powers to her, but he still had his own superhuman strength and extreme agility. She'd already had powers of her own, of course. A sonic scream. That's why she used to be known as Nightcry. In any case, she was the new Black Wraith. While he briefly pondered on if he'd have to change his name, he didn't put much thought into it. He just knew where he wanted to be. On the rooftops, swinging by the seam of his pants using his grappling hooks. As he finished putting on the outfit, he exited the apartment, a place he stayed at any time he was visiting New York City. His actual residence was outside of the city. He shot his grappling hook from the gauntlet to a nearby railing and he jumped out of the window. The adrenaline hit him as he felt the wind on his eyes and ears. He swung from rooftop to rooftop a similar fashion to one of his inspirations as a superhero, the original Spider-Man. These days, Spider-Man was an old buddy of his, Ben Parker, son of the original. They hadn't talked since high school, but Josh would sometimes keep tabs on him. Josh saw a figure in the distance, ricocheting from wall to wall down the block. Josh recognized his son Brandon as a superhero Shift. Shift's mother had been Josh's now long deceased wife. Shift was wearing his normal outfit he'd wear as a casual wear. But his clothes, skin, and hair had a silvery glow like that of steel. His exterior had the properties of a pinball, allowing him to bounce quickly from wall to wall, using the impact to push him forward. Josh swung nearby to them, and as they noticed him, they all landed on the roof of a four-story building. Josh went straight to the point.
So, what did I miss?
Josh used a voice modulator in the past that he kept attached to his throat. His voice was a bit higher for his age. Not very intimidating, which was part of how being Black Wraith worked. But he had long since stopped using it when he lived in Oklahoma for a time, as his personality had become far less serious and more prone to wisecracks towards the end of his days as Black Wraith. During his glory days in New York, he still used it. He was back to living in New York now, but he still felt the modulator didn't suit him anymore. Schiff said,
"I thought you were retired."
Josh smirked.
"It didn't sit right with me." "So?"
Schiff sighed and said,
"We're in pursuit of some symbiotes. I don't have the time to put this gently, so I'm just going to say it. Carnage is holding Necro's body hostage. He led us into a trap. Currently, Riot is holding on to Nobody, Scream is holding on to Nightcry, and while myself, American Hurricane, and Black Wraith here, we're all going to deal with it, Venom got loose and bonded to Hurricane."
Josh cringed a little.
"American Hurricane deserves better."
American Hurricane, whose real name was Robert Schultz, was a superhero that was a longtime ally of Josh. They were also friends for a time, though they'd lost touch lately. Rob had been inspired by deceased heroes like Captain America and American Dream to take up a patriotic mantle for his persona. That, along with the wind powers, is how he came up with his name. Josh nodded slowly after thinking for a moment and said,
"I'm going with you."
"Try not to slow me down, Pops,"
Schiff said with a chuckle. Josh smirked as they went in pursuit. Within moments, they saw Riot, Scream, and Carnage down below. The symbiotes themselves were living viruses that could appear as if they were a liquid substance, speaking of their own free will while binding to the flesh of their hosts. They each turned to look at the heroes, starting with Carnage first. Riot cautioned,
"Older brother, we should keep fleeing! They have the upper hand!"
Carnage laughed.
"I'm done with the powers. We attack now!"
Carnage proceeded to fire his symbiotic webbing to the nearby car latching onto it before launching a car at the hero. Within Carnage, Josh could hear his buddy, Michael Levin, alias Necro, speak.
"Get down!"
Josh jawed as he said.
"Did he just yeet a car at us just now? Seriously?"
Schiff easily knocked the car aside with his sheer strength. Carnage laughed.
"You better stop fighting it, Necro baby. I might have to hurt you."
Necro smirked from beneath the goop as he said,
"Harder, Daddy."
Josh knew Necro all too well. They'd been superhero partners long before the two met Hurricane and his team of Velocity and Nightcry at the time. Velocity had super speed. Velocity went to a solo career after having a falling out with Hurricane, and by all accounts, it was going really well for him. He even had a movie. Necro had the same superhuman strength as Josh had, but was less nimble. But he made up for it with his borderline sociopathic sense of humor and his automatic rifles. Nightcry barely managed to say,
"Guys, get me out of this thing!"
As things continued to be thrown, Josh managed to say,
"Why not just use your sonic scream to escape?"
Scream, the symbiote itself, laughed.
"She knows that she could try such a thing. I will just open my being outside of her mouth to avoid touching me."
"Maybe use your ghost powers,"
added Josh.
"I don't know, but I can't go into ghost form. This thing blocks me from being able to,"
replied Kimiko. Carnage's arm formed into a massive battle axe as he laughed, saying,
"You asked for this, folks."
He swung his axe-shaped arm at Josh, who dodged and laughed as he said,
"That pun was almost as cheesy as the material Jolt often uses. Almost."
He fired the throwing knives from his wrist-mounted gauntlets at Carnage while saying,
"Sorry, Necro. Hopefully this doesn't kill you. I can't allow him to kill people in the process.
Necro responded.
Nah, fuck it. Just fire at this other man and see if you hit Slappy instead of me. Nah, it's cool. I'll live.
It was hard to tell if he was okay with it or totally against it for Josh. Scream tried to punch Josh while he was distracted, but he ducked just in time, and Scream smashed Carnage over the head. Carnage staggered slightly and knocked Scream flying backwards. Scream stuttered.
You hit us! Why, you older brother, hit us!
Carnage growled.
You hit it first! Fucker baby, just do your job!
At the same time, Shift was dealing with Riot. Riot punched Shift in the face and had a broken hand to show for it. Riot growled.
That was annoying!
Nobody on the other hand had other things to say.
Ow! My fucking hand! Oh, are you fucking kidding me? Oh, this is the worst fucking pain in my goddamn life! Shit, 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 shit! Sweet baby Jesus, that the flying spaghetti monster and Cthulhu are real! Damn too! Why do I have to be stuck in this situation? What did I do to deserve this? Is it my face become some kind of fucking joke at this point?
Dad was right. You talk way too much. He didn't mention you were also a big baby, though. And apparently, curse like a sailor when in pain.
If I still had my guns, I'd shoot you out of spite for that. It would go straight through your...
We get it already.
Schiff said as he punched Riot. Unfortunately, Riot tanked the hit and this time used added strength to knock Schiff onto his back. To clarify, nobody is an alias. His real name is unknown. He was a mercenary and hitman with the same strength and agility as Josh, but with an added bonus, photographic reflexes. Sometimes people called him the second coming of the late Taskmaster, a supervillain who also has photographic reflexes. To explain the power in short, he could master any type of movement even after only seeing it once. This included martial arts and just about anything else. And yes, he's aware there used to be a Mr. Nobody. No relation. Just a happy accident. Kimmy shouted.
Everyone! I didn't want to do this, but I have no choice! Cover your ears!
Josh said,
easier said than done.
As he dodged another bladed strike from Carnage, but did as told. Schiff could use his abilities to handle things in that department, simply growing material to protect his hero. Suddenly, Kimmy let out an abnormally high sonic scream. This was far more potent than her more focused ones. Those hit a specific target. This would hit everyone and everything, more or less. She'd probably damage her own hearing this time, but she had little choice. Scream was shrieking in pain as she was gradually shifting off of Kimmy, who had continued doing her sonic scream, even as it was doing a great deal of harm to her own body in the process. As Carnage and Riot, still holding onto the bodies of Necro and Nobody, were fleeing, Schiff was quick to give chase. The Scream symbiote fled into the sewers as Kimmy collapsed. Josh walked over and picked her up. Kimmy coughed as she was being held in Josh's arms.
You okay, kiddo?
Said Josh. She was hardly a child anymore. But to him, she was still that teenager girl that fought alongside him, Hurricane, and the others way back. She managed a weak...
Thanks for carrying me.
She shuddered.
I'm going to need more therapy, but I'll be all right.
Josh said,
Hey, no problem. You just take it easy and don't push your vocal cords any further. You'll probably recover, but let's just get you to a hospital, just as a precaution.
Maybe your idea wasn't bad after all. We're out of here.
As Carnage and Riot, still holding onto the bodies of Necro and Nobody, were fleeing, Schiff was quick to give chase. Meanwhile, in Queens, Ben Parker, alias Spider-Man, was swinging along the rooftops and landed. Someone shouted to him from the streets below,
"Do a backflip!"
Ben smiled from under his mask and did one. The person down below cheered. Ben continued swinging on his usual route. He thought to himself,
"You know, life isn't so bad. Sure, it's been really tough without my sister, but I feel like I've really continued the legacy that she and Dad left behind. Being Spider-Man feels natural. Better than my Scarlet Spider days, too. More name recognition, for one. I feel like the people really like me, too. I remember Sis saying she usually wasn't as lucky, but she always said Dad wasn't either. But it still always felt like big shoes to fill. So I'm just glad for the recognition at this point."
Spidey swung down and said,
"Hero time!"
Ben suddenly felt his spider senses tingling and saw a graveyard of cars on fire, with a single car in the middle of it. In the distance, he could see people in the center vehicle pounding on the windows. They were clearly boxed in. As he reached the car door on the driver's side and opened the door, he said,
"Don't worry, ma'am. I'm here to help."
The woman calmly responded,
"What? Who's going to help you?"
That's when Spider-Man realized something felt off about the woman, just before she swung her fist in his direction, while her companions calmly exited the vehicle and took on fighting stances. He narrowly dodged while saying,
"If it wasn't for my spider sense, you could have knocked an eye out with that. Sorry, lady, I'm not looking for a date."
He readied his fists as she smiled.
"You wouldn't hit a lady, would you?"
Spider-Man replied,
"These hands are rated E for everyone."
The first woman swung her fist as he dodged using his spider sense, then webbed her up as he jumped out of the way when another woman tried to hit him, hitting her ally, and the ally's head came off. But instead of blood, electricity sparked.
"Jeez, way to lose your head. Robot. I wonder if all of them might be robots. That would definitely make this easier."
Suddenly, throwing knives were punctured into one of them and it exploded. Spider-Man turned and saw Josh land in full black raid garb. Spider-Man was dodging robot strikes as best as he can, while he continued his usual banter, this time directed at the newcomer. Josh was assisting as best as he could, though his dodging was more based on instinct and careful watching. He didn't have spider-sense to rely on like Ben did.
"Black Wraith, huh? You know, they say you retired and a new one popped up. A woman. So I guess that makes you Black Wraith Classic, like they did with the soft drinks."
Josh responded calmly, while dodging and throwing in some punches of his own on the robots.
"I felt like I retired too early. You know, I always admired the original Spider-Man. Maybe it's fate that we finally teamed up."
Spider-Man swung at another robot, and as it dodged, Josh's Black Wraith kicked his head off, and as he was landing, Spider-Man took out a robot behind Josh.
"We do seem to make a good team. Is it just me, or are you as much of an acrobat as I am?"
Seemed as if more and more robots were coming out of the woodwork. Who knew where they came from? One of the robots sent a blast of energy at both of them. They both narrowly dodged.
"Probably can hit about as hard as you can, too. What do you say we prove it? These are robots, so you don't have to hold back like you usually do."
"Is it that obvious that I do?"
Spidey said as he took the head off the robot.
"I told you, based on knowing what you and the original can do, I'm almost certain my strength is the same as yours. Do you want to test that theory or not?"
Josh unintentionally sounded slightly annoyed, but he actually genuinely thought this idea could be fun.
Hey, chillax.
Spidey tried to calm him, then continued with a more excited tone.
"I'm in."
"Glad to hear it."
Josh had a big smile on his face from underneath the bandana. This was overdue. He really should have talked to Ben a long, long time ago. Josh sent out an electric shock out of his gauntlets.
"I've always wanted to ask, did you steal that particular piece of tech from Shocker?"
He continued punching straight through the robots, one by one.
"Steal is such a strong word. I prefer borrowed the blueprints without asking and modified them myself."
Josh was using lighthearted banter, something he'd been prone to for a few years now. He certainly wasn't the dark and brooding hero that he used to be. But by then, he hadn't been for a long, long time. Spider-Man punched straight through a robot and then did an acrobatic leap onto a pole, standing on one hand to sort of show off. Then jumped, kicked off a robot's head, and landed.
Ah, my mistake. That's completely different. You ever get tired of the... Seems kind of to clash with your style of recent years.
Josh was caught by a robot by surprise and struggled against it. Spider-Man punched through the robot behind Josh, causing the robot to loosen its grip and fall to the floor. While Josh kicked through the robot in front of him, Spider-Man fired stingers from his web shooters in all directions, causing many robots to be destroyed. He then grabbed another with his webbing and threw it at another robot, destroying both. He then webbed up another robot to disable it. The webbing was strong and held the robot onto the ground. He decided to just say what was on his mind, even if it was rather bold.
I mean, I've thought about trying to come up with a new superhero identity entirely. Maybe I should be the Scarlet Spider? I hear that nobody ever took up that mantle since you retired it about 13 years ago?
Josh imitated all of Spider-Man's last moves exactly. The punching straight through the robot, the leaping handstand on the pole, the kick, and everything. Instead of stingers in all directions, he fired knives from his gauntlets in all directions, taking out the same number of robots. Josh's gauntlet auto-rotated past the knife launcher setting and shocker setting to the flamethrower setting and caught a robot on fire. He then changed the module to his grappling hook setting and imitated Spider-Man's move earlier as he grabbed a robot with the cord and hook and threw it at another robot, destroying them both. He then rotated it to a sticky substance that was more liquid jello, but wasn't all too different from Spider-Man's webbing, to muck up and tie up a robot, and it was stuck on the ground, same as Spidey had done. The robots were all defeated. Spider-Man sighed a breath of relief, but turned, ever eager to continue the banter, and said,
"You don't even have spider powers, Wraith. But you know what? I'll admit, you definitely know how to copy my moves. I'd say the only noticeable thing you lack is spider sense and my wall-crawling ability."
Yeah, I'm fresh out of spider sense. Touché. As for wall-crawling, well, I know parkour, and I'm rich, so I could probably just develop some sort of tech.
Josh smiled.
"I'd be honored if you want to be Scarlet Spider. It's just a strange idea, I must admit. I think I recognize that voice from TV. It also means I know who you are, old friend."
Spidey clearly recognized Josh Worthington as Black Wraith. Josh supposed that made them even, since Spidey was smart enough to know that Black Wraith had figured out Ben's identity a while back.
"Well, we won't broadcast it to the world, but thanks for remembering me. Your family would be proud of you."
He figured it couldn't hurt to reassure him that he knew as well, just in case there was any doubt. But hopefully, that didn't give away too much if anyone overheard them. Not that there seemed to be anyone else around.
"Thanks, I really do."
Suddenly, Benjamin Parker was blasted through a building, and as the blast continued, he was through another building, and yet another, and another. What looked like Dr. Doom was in front of Josh. Meanwhile, another Dr. Doom was near where Spidey had fallen, and smirked.
"Spider-Man, you've been a thorn in Doom's side for far too long. You make Doom almost miss Richards."
Spider-Man responded.
"You leave the Rolling Stones out of this."
Doom lowered his foot onto Spider-Man's ribs. Spidey screamed in pain as he felt his ribs being broken. Josh Worthington, the Black Wraith, felt his anger swell up. It didn't matter that Josh and Ben hadn't talked in many, many years, and this was more than just the current Spider-Man, the latest iteration of a hero he greatly admired stories of as a child. This wasn't just the son of that Spider-Man. This was one of his best friends. A guy he admired and talked with every day in high school. A man who he ate lunch with, talked about life together, listened to heavy metal together, talked about babes in high school together. All of that. Those memories hit Josh quickly and he was enraged. He shouted in anger. He ran forward, swinging his fist at the Dr. Doom that was before him. He had no time to waste. He needed to get to whomever was harming Ben. Doom laughed at Josh.
"This isn't even going to make Doom break a sweat. I've been taking down heroes since before you were in diapers, boy.
He blasted energy at Josh in such a quick manner, but Josh jumped to the right as the blast easily missed him.
You're nothing, Victor! I fought someone quite similar to you, and he was a lot stronger!
Josh referred to Armored Assassin, Josh's first villain. The man had done an elaborate web of deceit and trickery before a large encounter that required the team effort of himself, Necro, American Hurricane, Velocity, and Nightcry, and they still won out of sheer luck. Compared to him, this would be a cakewalk. Doom fired a blast again, and this time, another Doom beside him did at the same time, and it sent Josh into the pavement.
Dear God, I didn't miss this pain. Two Dooms must mean either one or both of them is a Doombot. I've heard about those.
Josh thought to himself. Josh could feel more than just his back aching in pain, as his confidence was fading fast. They were of a different caliber than the robots he and Spidey had fought before, if the stories were true. He needed a plan. The robot tried to blast at him, and he kept going behind the robot, hoping the robot would blast his own ally by mistake. No such luck. That said, Josh prevented himself from being boxed in all the same, continuing to punch and strike one Doombot at a time from behind, thus avoiding being harmed by the other Doombot. People didn't know this, but Josh had learned more than just boxing and karate back in the day. He'd also learned some other things. He grabbed the Doombot's head into a Muay Thai clench and struck his head straight through the Doombot, destroying it and kicked the other Doombot away from himself. That still left the other Doombot to deal with. His shocking feature was crushed during the fight. His fire feature was out of fuel. The sticky substance was one he could use, but it wasn't something he kept very much of, and he had no more knives left. That meant he had only two module options after that. He launched the grappling hook to tie up the Doombot, and then the gauntlet rotated and fired a grenade at the Doombot, destroying it. He didn't even stop to rest as he went for a mad dash to where he believed Ben had likely landed to rescue his friend. Josh landed just in time to witness Ben Parker, unmasked and on the ground, covered in bruises, two black eyes, cuts, and his face swollen. He was hardly recognizable anymore to the Ben that Josh knew. Josh shouted angrily,
"You've got more problems than Spidey now, asshole!"
And it was subtle. Blink and you miss it. But Josh noticed a light glimmer of satisfaction in Doom's eyes. Doom responded,
"This does not concern a retiree like you. Doom is just dealing with unfinished business."
Doom's gauntlet cracked with lightning as he blasted Ben in the face. The flesh and bone were vaporized, leaving nothing but a stump remaining where a head should be. Suddenly, an entire building collapsed onto Josh and everything went dark. He woke in a private hospital bed, a company he owned to conceal his identity if things went awry. The good news is, with his recovery time always being much smaller than normal humans, he often got by with sleeping it off and the wounds would heal themselves. Still, the staff might have discovered any number of things, as sleeping it off wasn't always an option, but he found that money kept them quiet the times it came up. He groaned from within the hospital bed. He'd woken up a few times but could hardly remember anything from it. This time, he stayed awake. Kimiko and Brandon were there. Kimiko was the first to speak.
"We were worried. The doctor said it was bad. An entire building fell on you."
One could tell from her dried-up eyes that she'd been crying. But she put on a more neutral front currently. That was Kimmy, always trying to stay strong. Josh was weak. Every bone in his body ached, but he was on far too many pain medications to care.
"I definitely feel like a building fell on me. But remember, I recover somewhat quicker than people without my powers do.
I'll be fine. How long was I unconscious for?
About 3.5 days. You didn't look too good at first, but each day things improved quickly.
Replied Kimmy.
Dad, I'm glad you're okay. I should have known nothing could kill my old man. But, we lost sight of the ones we were chasing. That's when we found the rubble and eventually pieced things together and found you. We also found him there.
Said Brandon. Josh knew whom Brandon meant, even without having to say anything. Benjamin Parker, Spider-Man, was dead.
I know what I want to be.
Josh said quietly, so that hopefully no listeners could hear. Though it was safer there since he owned the company. He always tried to minimize risks. Identities were kept secret from the staff as best he could, when he could.
Hope it's not as you know who. I was just getting used to that name. And these powers. But I'll completely understand if you want it back. I mean, it was yours before me.
Kimmy was mindful of not mentioning her heroic name while saying this.
I'm proud of you, Kimmy. You've taken my mantle and you've made it your own. You're a better Black Wraith than I was.
Josh was being genuine, too. He'd always been about being flashy and putting on a performance. She definitely had that in spades as well. But in his early days, he'd been a ruthless killer of criminals. Dark. Too negative. Then Kimmy inspired him. She was like a daughter to him, yet she was stronger than he. He'd not gotten over his wife's death, and that made him the dark hero he was. But in his later days as Black Wraith, it didn't sit with him the same way. With Kimiko as an inspiration, he moved on, and he was even happier. Made superhero quips, even. He'd also decided that killing should never be done lightly. It was an absolute last resort. Though that part had been for different reasons, that is a tale for another time. When Nightcry became the new Black Wraith, he'd made sure that she knew that he didn't want her to lose that positive energy. He let her know how much she'd change him for the better. He realized something. She had a bad life too, in her own way. Yet despite it all, she remained positive. She was stronger than Josh felt he could ever be, at first. And because of her, now he was too. Kimmy allowed a wide smile to form on her face as she replied.
That means the world to me. Thank you. Sometimes I question myself, but I feel like I have all of you there to help watch my back. And that's why I can do what I do. But if it's not this mantle you want, what were you talking about?
I've been thinking about it. Like I said, there is an identity I want to take the mantle of. I know it in my heart. There must always be a Spider-Man. To keep the hope that the name brings alive. And it will be me.
As Josh finished these words, a silence fell upon the entire room. Their expressions showed that they hadn't expected that answer, and they seemed unsure of how they felt about it. But Josh felt he hadn't been more sure about anything in his entire life.